This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 17, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain in the forecast today, temperatures near 60. The Salem News is reporting on two fatal road accidents over the weekend. In Beverly, a 41-year-old Salem man, Michael Abraham, died following injuries from a motorcycle crash on McKay Street in Beverly at 1:45 a.m. on Sunday. On Friday afternoon, a one-car crash on Raleigh Road in Topsfield claimed the life of a man, and his wife was seriously injured. No names have been released from the Topsfield accident. It's been months since the Beverly Hospital announced it was looking into closing their birth center. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the state's Department of Public Health last month threatened to fine the hospital if it closed the North Shore Birth Center. The letter to the hospital stated that the failure to keep the center open may result in the hospital's being out of compliance with regulations for serving established patients. WCVB-TV Channel 5 is reporting today that a Swampscott resident walking a dog on Saturday night was surrounded by a large group of coyotes. Police are advising residents to follow the appropriate coyote safety protocols when walking animals. The Lynn Health Department has received 10,000 pounds of supplies from the Baker Administration. The Daily Item is reporting that some of the items in the boxes of supplies include face masks and hand sanitizer. In Peabody, Salem News reporter Julie Manganis writes today that the Salem Country Club has been ordered by the city's Conservation Commission to replace more than 200 trees they cut down as part of a course redesign. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. Bailey Zappe led the Patriots to another win on Sunday, 38-15 over the Browns. Up next, the Bears a week from tonight. Weekend high school football saw Catholic Memorial best St. John's Prep 28-17. An important Cape Ann League game saw Amesbury edging North Reading 30-27. And in the Northeastern Conference, Danvers powered past Swampscott 35-7. This is Danvers coach Ryan Nolan on his powering running back, Owen Gazanowski.
He doesn't get tired. He plays safety for us the whole game, too.
He punts.
He punts, and he's a returner. And, I mean, we don't put him on kickoff, but we were thinking about it this week with the kids they had back there. So, he'll do everything for you. He's a Danvers kid. Dad played on this field. His older brother played for us and did a great job.
Danvers High football coach Ryan Nolan. In boys soccer, Peabody coming off last week's huge win over Masconomet beat Amesbury on Saturday morning 6-1. Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7 right here on MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.